You're listening to SBS News.
Since the fall of Kabul, more than 200,000 Afghans have applied for a visa to Australia. Just over half of those have been registered with the department. Australia has promised to resettle 31,500 people over 4 years, and so far just 6,400 visas have been issued. Afghan-Australian Nahid Ali is mourning the loss of a family member in Kabul who was hoping to come to Australia. He'd been abducted by the Taliban last year, his body just found.
They killed him and we found the dead body a couple of days ago. To be honest, there are no words that I could describe. It happened to another family members years ago when I was a little girl. To be honest, I don't want to see it again. I don't want to go through it again.
Ms. Ali is sponsoring several family members to come to Australia, and she's frustrated by a lack of communication from the department.
It's very obvious it's not enough when it's been almost a year and you haven't received any of the basic, you know, the confirmation that, yes, we did receive your application.
That's despite her lodging the applications last year after the Taliban takeover. She says she's worried her other family members are in danger too.
It's sad, it's frustrating, and it is scary as well because we don't know what's going to happen. And all family members in here, we're really scared of the situations.
Immigration Minister Andrew Giles was promising action before the election as the opposition spokesman, meeting with protesters and advocates for Afghan families outside Parliament House.
The issues about family separation, the efforts of so many of you here to bring and to be connected again to your family members has been a disgrace. We've seen the pain it causes, and no doubt that pain has been exacerbated by what's happened since the fall of Kabul.
He now has thousands of applications on his desk and sat down with SBS News to defend the slow pace of visa approvals. He spoke to Chief Political Correspondent Anna Henderson.
We're applying an enormous number of resources to this problem because it is an incredible priority for the government. I think everyone in this government, and indeed the former government across the Australian community, recognises the moral obligation we owe to the people of Afghanistan.
You, in fact, in your own words, said that the fact that families of people with interpreter status in Australia being separated was a disgrace. You said that at the front of Parliament. Those who assisted Australia's military and diplomatic corps first in the queue for these humanitarian visas?
Yeah, we are prioritising those locally engaged employees. Those people who helped Australians through the 20 years that we were involved there are the highest priority.
We've had news in the last couple of weeks of at least one Taliban killing of someone waiting in the queue. What's your response to that?
Those reports are devastating, and I, like I'm sure every other Australian, my heart goes out to those affected. I know that so many members of the Australian Afghan community are not only feeling a sense of anxiety, but are personally affected by what is going on in Afghanistan right now. That is one of the reasons why this is such a priority for our government and indeed for the previous government, and why we've made the humanitarian commitments we've made, and of course the commitment to the additional intake for people from Afghanistan.
So knowing that that is a reality for some families right now, knowing that we have a number of humanitarian places set aside, 31,500 is the sort of overall shape of the commitment, but we have 210,000 applicants. Do we need to, as a nation and you as a government, be upfront about the fact that many of these applicants are never going to see Australia?
The demand for protection is overwhelming. As you say, 200 plus thousand applications. It is overwhelming. I guess my focus is doing all we can to practically meet those obligations. That's my focus.
But it's leaving many like Ms. Ali waiting for answers. And with the limited visa spots available, for most it won't be good news.
I really kindly asking the government to take this matter serious, and these people, if they have the opportunity to come to this country, they could be an asset to this country.
Krishani Danji, SBS News.